On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Here's Stroud. Steps up and he's looking deep. He's got Nolan. It's intercepted. Picked off by Diamador Lenore. Lenore on the run. There is no time left on the clock.
Oh.
And Lenore is down. And the half comes to a close.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
That was Dominic Diamador Lenore. I always say that for some reason. Diamador Lenore's interception at the end of the first half. First one of the year for the Niners.
Looked like he hurt his hand, too, later on, Steiny.
He probably shouldn't have tried to do what he did, and Shanahan talked about that afterwards.
It'll be good stuff for us to review with them. I think it's tough. You know, there's 11 seconds before the play, so we need awareness of that when it happens. I do think when you catch it by the sidelines, and I think he has time to look to score. But I think once we can't, we got to get down immediately. So I think it is a little greedy just getting on him for that. I thought it was a hell of a play by Demo. It was nice to break that stretch that we've had of not getting a pick. But it'll be a good learning situation to kind of cover with all our guys tomorrow.
Yeah, greedy. He got greedy.
Trying to make a play. No, look, my offense can't do a diddly squat.
You know what that, you know, that's kind of like a little bit? You know, and a guy for the Warriors, as the ball with 7 seconds left in the shot clock, there's a guy open. He says, hey, you know what? I'm going to try to do something on my own.
Yeah.
Get a little greedy.
Warriors don't have players like that.
You got about three.
Stop. Dude lost to Portland Friday anyway. I didn't see that coming.
Right, because
I did.
I think, do you operate under the assumption that the Niners were going to go 17-0? And
oh, stop. No, that's already hit. Was over.
Okay, so just why didn't you see the Warriors losing on a back-to-back in Portland as anything that could happen? Like, why did you not give the Portland Trailblazers any chance?
Well, we all are high on Portland. I'm speaking for Evan. They got some athletes. But I thought because of that moxie win that they had the night before, it's a Friday, it's a young season, no Horford. I felt like they still could give them problems, Portland. And boy, I was wrong. And that game got out of hand. It got out of hand fast and it was over. 2-1, Memphis tonight.
It's possible they could lose tonight.
I'm well aware.
Okay.
All right.
Just saying. We're talking about the 49ers. They got beat yesterday, 26-15. To my way of thinking, it was a game that wasn't that close. Mm. And I think I'm asking 49er fans where they believe this team is right now after 8 games. They've played 8, they got 9 left. So we're basically at the halfway point of the season. So if you ask me, what do you think of the Niners' season so far? I would say, well, the most important thing is they're 5-3.
Right.
So they're still in it. They're a playoff team as of right now. So that's the good news. The bad news is you're probably going to be undermanned for most of, well, all of the rest of the regular season on defense. You might be able to get some guys back on offense. But what do I think of them overall halfway through the season? I think they're average. I think they're average. Okay. But they're still 5-3. So then that's where the schedule comes in. And I'm not, just because their schedule is their schedule doesn't mean they're going to go 8-2. But if you have the Giants and the Cardinals and the Panthers and the Browns and the Titans and the Bears, that's six games. I'm not saying you go 6-0, but if you go 3-3, then you're going to stay in this thing until the end of the year. You're just going to do that. So to me, that's where the schedule comes in, that if the 49ers become a better team over the course of the second half of the season, there are wins there, and they can push Seattle and the Rams for the division. If they can't, then they got to, you know, try for a wild card. But they're halfway, the way I look at it, they're halfway home to 10 wins, and it's not halfway through the season yet. So if they, you know, they're going to go 10-6 or 11-6 if this continues, and that'll probably be good enough.
Yeah, but I get what game you're doing, Donnie. It's a schedule game, but I just feel like yesterday was not exhibit A or B or C or D on be careful doing that, because that was a 2-4 team that looked like they were 6-0 yesterday going against you in regard to in the Texans. And that's why I was so flabbergasted, not just at the loss, at how it looked, and shame on me. But moving forward, I guess that's why I'm proceeding with caution with what you said, the injuries and what the Niners are without, that it's not just, and it makes them 5-3 that much more impressive. Now, I know every game hasn't been without Warner, but the bottom line is, I mean, it's just going to be hard to overcome those two studs on defense, okay? But offensively, that's where I'm more concerned at, Stoney. Like, okay, we've seen this team not be able to run but one week. Now, what are we going to do? Get the week that was, and they'll be able to, you know, work it out and be better? But, I mean, it's just so funny. This season has involved so much emotion. Not emotion, just roller coaster in regard to feelings of the team where you think they're at. And I just told you last Monday after Sunday night, hey, Stoney, I think the running game is back. And boy, not even 6 days later do you turn in that performance. So now I don't know if the run game's back. And
well,
they
I would never
know.
Say the run game's back after one good game.
But it looked better.
It
and
did.
You were thinking, okay,
but,
this could be something tangible. We could point out to where it got going when 85 came
well,
back.
Who's
and that's
to say,
unfair to
who's
him.
Who's to say they can't be better next week? Like, I guess that's the thing that's really frustrating.
Because they're running out of time. That's what's going to happen if we keep playing that game of, you're right, next week they could be back, then the week after it's a clunker.
But they haven't lost two in a row all year.
Yeah.
Okay, so, like, I never understand the, well, they couldn't run the ball. Well, what if they can't run the ball for the rest of the season? Well, then they're in trouble.
Yeah.
Although they're still 5-3 and they haven't been able to run the ball this year. So they've kind of made up for that deficiency. Like I just the NFL
yeah
is week to week. Like, I'm sorry, the game yesterday doesn't mean anything.
But
Stoney,
it's week to week when
that's
you're
right.
close to your health.
You're this 5-3.
Yeah,
you're not, well, you're not going to be close to health, Goo. You're going to be fighting uphill all year, right?
Yeah, but what I'm saying is the fact that you don't have Bosa and Warner and your guys, that defense is not Ronnie Lott's not walking through that door. Fred Dean's not walking through that door. So when you use that, and I get you week to week, yeah, that works for teams that are more healthier than the Niners.
Well, first of all, they're not – everybody's hurt. Like, you look around the league, everybody's hurt. All right? Maybe the Niners are a little more hurt, but I mean,
injuries are part of the game. I mean, I kind of used to get a lot more frustrated with it, and I'm a lot more used to it just over my career. You know, the frustrating part is trying to find answers and not working throughout that game.
I mean, it's not anything new they're dealing with
in terms of
injuries.
I mean, Bryce Huff and his hammy was out after he was just causing havoc. He didn't even play. And then we talked about, Stoney, you were asking who went out, and I don't know the availability, but I just know Charles Robinson came in and Nick Martin didn't play, and we're talking about a young guy in the draft. So, I mean, you know, I want to see Martin play, but why was he not there? Or maybe he wasn't ready. As far as trust.
Let's go to Depeche in Danville. Hey, Depeche, how you doing?
Hey, gentlemen, good afternoon. Thanks for taking my call. You know, there's a lot of hand-wringing going on today. Fans, sports analysts, everyone. Niners are 5-3. They're injured, like pretty much any other team. If I remember at the beginning of the season when Purdy went down, everyone was saying, hey, you know, if we're 8-4, you know, 9-5, we're in good shape. We were trying to do damage control back then. Well, the numbers have caught up with us. And when they lose, it's the end of the world. When they win, we're God's gift to mankind. I think we just need to enjoy it. The bad thing about yesterday's game was we lost. The good thing about yesterday's game was after the second quarter, I was taking it easy. I'm like, we're not winning, so might as well enjoy the game and just see what we can do. So I think everyone needs to just take a deep breath. We're not Super Bowl team. Mm. We're not a great team because our good players are in the orthopedic ward. And when the team, you know, gets back, maybe we make a run for it, but I'm enjoying the season. And it's the best we can do, and kudos to the coaches. They're doing the best they can, and just enjoy.
Do you have thoughts of the playoffs, though? Do you have thoughts of the playoffs?
What? I would love – I think if – I would be shocked if the Niners don't make the playoffs. Mm. It's just at some point mathematics or statistics is on our side. You know, skill is not on our side, but math is on our side. And we may not go deep in the playoffs, but the next two games, the Giants and the Rams, we could win both of them. Heck, we could lose both of them. But I think not making the playoffs would be shocking mathematically, not skill-wise. So I'll hang up, guys. I'd love to get your comments on the other side. Always enjoy your banter, and keep up the good work, gentlemen.
Thank you. Appreciate it. My thoughts are it was a bad loss yesterday.
Yeah, and I got something I just read on the chat I'm going to share with you. Go ahead, son.
Nothing more, nothing less.
Saad Bouaze says, it's not about the record, man. It's just about how it looks. And last Sunday against Atlanta, it looked good, Stani. And yesterday it didn't look, you know, but yesterday was ugly, and it's just one win and one loss.
But can't we acknowledge that's what the season's likely going to be with a young defense missing two great players and an offense that has had no continuity in terms of their skill position players? Like, are 49er fans really out there saying we're underachieving with what has happened with the injuries? I don't know how you can say that.
Nobody is, but what this is just how I think, Stani. Right now, and you said it, I'll give you the victory lap. 5-3 is the best thing going for this team, but that's not etched in stone. And I don't know what's in store in New York or thereafter with the Rams, but what if that thing turns to 5-5?
Okay,
then you can't get up on the stage and say 5-3.
Well, so, duh, if they lose three games in a row, they're 5-5.
All right. So, but you say that like it's a tattoo. They're 5-3.
Well,
that
yeah, guess what? If they lose three games in a row, they're going to be 5-6.
Yeah, as you move down the road in the season.
But my point is, they haven't lost. Like, they're going to lose some more games this year.
But what if you say, is anybody in Niner world? If let's just say they're 5-5,
well, and
you
throw that question up. I don't want to talk about it. Like, why should I talk about it if they're 5-5?
Because it's a possibility.
Okay, and so set. What if they're 7-3? Let's talk about that.
No, because you don't want to talk about if they're 5-5. My point is,
that's my point. I don't want to talk about two games, and we have no idea what's going to happen.
No, is your grandstanding
because they were going to win. You thought they were going to win easily. They lost, so they can win next week. They can win against the Rams. They could lose against the Rams. Like, why should we talk about 5-5?
Because at that point, the answer to your question today will be different about if you're disappointed or not. That's all I'm pointing out.
They might be 7-3. What? I don't understand why we would talk about.
And nobody would pose that question because everybody would be happy. My thing is, you're holding on. You just said, is anybody not happy with 5-3? There can't be. We both agree, right? There can't be a Niner fan not satisfied with 5-3 with everything that's gone on. But I think if that thing gets up to 5-5, then that's a you get a different
right,
answer.
But I am not going to talk about being 5-5 when they are going to be favored going into New York and they could very easily win that game. Like, I don't want to talk about 5-5 any more than I want to talk about 7-3 or 6-4. It's like,
well, I guess
we've got to see.
But who, I guess you brought up the 5-3.
They should win one out of the next two games.
But who wouldn't take 5-3 and not be
happy? Everybody would take it.
Yeah.
I think.
That's what I'm saying.
Let's go to Alex in Alameda. What's up, Alex? How you doing?
I'm doing great, fellas. You know, it's the Niners, it's been since 1994 since we've won a world championship, an NFL Super Bowl. It's not going to happen this year. I'm just wondering if it's going to happen in the next 10 years. That's really what I want to know. I mean, this year, give me a break. We got no defense. Our two best players are hurt. I mean, this team looks like the Giants. They're 500, you know what I mean? And
well, they're 5-3.
And look at the Dodgers. They're about to win two world championships.
Well, that's 1-1 in that series. I mean, I don't know about your info right now, Alex. Dodgers are 1-1. They haven't won the series yet.
Well, they're going to win it.
Well, how do you know?
Two world championships in a row.
Well, how do you know?
Oh, come on.
How do you know? You don't know that.
Are you serious?
You're just guessing.
You're crazy.
You're guessing. Alex, you're guessing. All right. Thanks, Alex.
That was pretty good.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. And the home of the Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in the city. Let's go to Daryl in Jacksonville, Florida. Jacksonville, Florida. What's up, Daryl?
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well.
Pretty good. I'm a big, huge Niner fan my whole life. I just feel like it was too much expectations this year. And the injuries mounting up, it's been that way since 2017, since Kyle got there. I think this league is star-studded, and you need the players. And I feel like I do kind of hold Shanahan. I think he's doing his best coaching job this year. But, you know, losing Debo was a big part, too, because that opened up McCaffrey.
Maybe.
I know he wasn't really good last year. He wasn't really good last year. But Kyle still would do misdirections without Debo. So it's like, you don't really know who getting the ball. We used to use you check a lot more too. He's just a guy there. I think they should have cut him. But you know, I mean, I heard a person call in earlier that said, Kyle. I think Kyle maybe a new scenery. Maybe I don't know. I do like Salah on the defense, but he's not really working with much right now with the, you know, because these young rookies. I thought they needed Bosa and Warner. I think they need to anchor them down and kind of get them.
I think you're absolutely right.
You know, I think they need those. Now they just out there by themselves. And you ask them, Tatum Bethune to kind of like call the plays and, you know, that miss, that 50 yard run. I know that's on him, but, you know, he kind of got caught up in the mesh of the play. And he didn't really see that backer on the flat. So it's like, man, I can't really blame these young players. But that's all that's all I wanted to reiterate to y'all.
No, I agree on the first point, Stoney.
Appreciate it.
And I kind of brought it up, and I mean, nobody yelled at me, but the bottom line was I thought the Debo era had ran its course, but all that salad and window dressing that he did when, and the threat that he was, Stoney, when you're not knowing if he's getting the ball or not, I'm like, man, I wonder if they miscalculated in regard to – and. Do they miss Debo more than they thought and how big of an impact that is on their running game?
Well, they definitely miss him because they got so hurt in their skill positions. So even if he didn't have a great year last year, if he would have been healthy this year, I think they would have utilized him.
And even pre-snap, you know, even though they were having success stopping him, you know, he was a headache.
Yeah. I mean, he was somebody you had to keep an eye
that's
on, like, right?
That's all, man.
But as far as the defense is concerned, I mean, I think we got to look at the defense as
they're young and they're learning.
It's going to be, I think it's going to be inconsistent. How can it not be when, like, I could see how if the 49ers drafted like they drafted. They looked at the defense and they said, man, we got Warner, we got Bosa. D Winters looks like a completely different player. Lenore is solid. We are going to have some young players in there, but man, we got some veterans that can really pave the way for them. Okay, you can build something there. The problem is now you don't have your two best defensive players, so you lack leadership on defense. Oh, and so just we got to get ready for the defense to struggle at times, I think. Would 49er fans like accept that you know the defense is going to struggle at times this year? How could it not?
I mean, regardless if they accept it or not, what you're pointing out is a reality. The bottom line to me, Stoney, is when you say the word inconsistent, so are you saying some days they'll get some pressure?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
And then we might be inclined to see then the offense has to do more. And maybe you're right. At this point, we're just hoping. You got to just be hoping that Brock Purdy comes back. He's your starting quarterback, regardless what you think of him and Matt. He's your starting QB. You've been without him. And Ricky Pearsall comes back. And what if you get Ayuk at some juncture? So those are three names I threw out. Two of them real.
Who was the first one?
Ayuk, Purdy, and Pearsall. Okay. I mean, because if you're right about this defense, and you're probably right, Steiny, then you got to get more production from your offense.
I agree. I completely agree.
And that
there's no other way around
there's
it.
There's just none. Does that put more pressure on Kyle? Or is he going to say, Goose, Steiny, I just, whatever reason, I couldn't figure out this whole line, it was the death of us.
Yeah, and I don't, I don't know the answer, and I'm not, they ran it last year, didn't they?
Yeah, I don't know.
With Mason, at least for half the year.
They did. I was just thinking of our fights when I said he was leading the league, but you're right.
So, I got to assume that.
But they are also 6-11, too.
Yeah, the offensive line is either not good or the offensive line is not playing up to their standards, and it's probably both. It's probably they're not a great unit, obviously, mm-hmm. the names. And then, two, if they're not playing well, and again, I can't sit here and tell you who's been great on the offensive line. I can only tell you the way the coach talks about the guys on the offensive line, and it sounds to me like Pooney is not having a good year. I don't think Trent Williams is having a good year.
I'm done fighting for him.
And then we're on to the Brendel McKivitz guys.
Matt Hennessy.
So, and then now they're playing with a backup center. So, yes, I understand people that aren't optimistic because this is going to be an uphill climb, obviously. But you put yourself in a position where if you get some wins, you can stay in this thing. Roy's in San Leandro.
This is our guy.
Hey, Roy.
Hey, how's it going, both of you? How's it going?
All right, Roy. Good to hear from you.
Good. I'm glad to hear from both of you, too. I just wanted to chime in real quick and just mention to you that the 49ers, what they need to do, I kind of agree with you, Steiny, Guru, because, it's obvious the 49ers, this ongoing thing with the offensive line. Okay, they've been saying that, just like I told both of you. The last year when I mentioned about Tom Rathman saying 49ers should go ahead on and quit playing around and get a running back. Okay. And then the third thing is that they need to, even if it means trading off maybe one or two parts, go ahead on and build up for the draft. And this time, when they build up for the draft, go ahead on and do your homework. Because for who are you going to draft? Because this stuff, with Bosa doing all of the work on the offensive line, on the defensive line, it's just not going to work. And those are the three things that I wanted to chime in and just say. And it's always great to hear from both of you, and I really mean that, too.
All right, thanks, Roy.
Thank you, Roy. Appreciate the call, man.
Sound like Willie Mays, Donnie. Yeah, rest in peace.
Swinging on a swing.
Man. What do you do? You go to battle like they've been doing with what you don't have at your disposal, but you just hit it on the nail on the head when you ask me, what can you do if this defense is, going to be up and down? I mean, man, you just hope your offense is clicking on all cylinders, man. And right now it's not.
Can I read you a nice text?
Oh, go ahead.
This is from
you
the
can
box.
Read me a bad one.
This is from the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line, and I'm spurred on by our last caller, who was very nice. But 510 says, have you guys ever thought about doing a show dedicated to the fans where we call in and express how big a part 95.7 The Game is in our lives and how you get us through some rough times, sometimes just by listening to you and you guys listening to us?
Evan's looking at me because I'll cry. I cry now watching the movie Friday as I get older. I need some Kleenex, Evan. That hit me, Stoney. Damn.
I'm not a cynic about it. I appreciate that.
And we've heard people out and about when we do appearances what some people go through and how they depend on what we do.
Yeah. We love doing it for you people.
Yeah, no doubt. Just think about that. It's most bigger than the game.
And that's what life's about.
No doubt.
All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. More Niners on the other side, and maybe we'll, I don't know, mess around with a little Warriors. Oh, I got to tell you, whoo, did I have a good Saturday. Woo, did I have a good Saturday.
All right, we wait.
What's coming up in the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Four-man pressure. Jones for Kittle in the end zone. And it is caught! George Kittle surrounded by Texans. Snares the touchdown. And the 49ers are on the board late first half.
It's the Guru. Steiny Guru. Steiny Guru. Steiny Show. Let's go.
All right, that sound courtesy of Fox Sports. I just thought of something. How about this? So, two biggest pass plays of the game for the Niners. One, the touchdown to Kittle. Two, the great catch by Jennings. Think about how well covered both those were. Now I want you to close your eyes and imagine the big plays through the air that Houston had. Like that one touchdown, wide open. Oh, he schemed it open beautifully.
And everything was dink and dunk. But
Like, even the 49ers' two big pass completions, man, he had to throw into traffic for Kittle, and
I'm mad at you.
Jump ball for Juwan Jennings.
The Jennings catch does not supersede the miss. Like, those were the two biggest plays.
Again,
Evan, it hit him right on the 50.
This is one of my big ones.
You can't kick up dust and cause ruckus and drop that pass. There's no telling how that, if the game changes.
Listen, he has no business running a pattern that long. Bottom line.
He was open.
Howdy, now you hating.
But that's not his forte. They threw
the ball to Sky Moore, too.
By the way, now you want him to catch punts? He let that one drop and hit it the 7. And they downed it at the 1.
Hey, I did see that.
He should have fair caught at the 7.
Oh, boy. Can't win or lose with you. Real quick, so you got to tell us about Saturday night.
What happened?
You said you had some action before you left it last.
Oh, no. I just saw a great documentary Saturday morning.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I woke up. It was wonderful. Woke up to an empty house. It was pouring rain. It was like 9:30. And I was like, what am I going to do? I was like, you know what? You never just watch a movie. You never just sit inside during the day. And so I watched the documentary. Fascinating documentary. It's called Against the Ice.
I'm out.
No, it was incredible. It was a great movie.
Was Macklin Celebrini in there?
Of course not.
They got a win last night, Steiny.
So do you know that in the early 1900s...
I was trying to avoid it.
Dude named Admiral Peary...
Admiral.
...claimed that he discovered Peary Island, which was supposed to be north of Greenland. And he said, yeah, there's a channel that separates Greenland from the island. So... we're claiming the island,
okay.
America.
Yeah.
Denmark owns Greenland, so they still do. They always should. And Denmark sends some explorers to the northern part of Greenland in a harrowing tale of life in the Arctic over the course of several years.
Why were they deployed? What were they searching for?
They were deployed to find out if there was a channel or not. Mm. And you know what? There wasn't. There wasn't. The island, so-called, was actually part of Greenland. There was no water separating it. So we lose. Of Greenland is owned by Denmark.
So how long ago was this?
1909.
Oh, damn. Stop it. It's
a great movie.
1907.
It says his expedition was in 1891.
Yeah, but and you're probably right. So it was around that time, but they were in the Arctic for years. They thought that they'd... Oh, it's incredible. Great movie.
To what lengths did they have to go found out there's no channel?
It's unwritten.
How do you go rewrite history?
That is a great question. They had to document it, essentially.
And do what with it?
Then they had to bring it back and show the proof.
You know, I'm going to be honest.
Uh-oh.
Why did we want this island?
Like,
I'm reading about Peary Island right now.
That's a great question.
Are you kidding?
There's not a lot there.
It's under the ice bed. It's under the water. That's where oil is. That's why there's a so-called race to the Arctic.
Yeah, but in the 1800s.
Yeah, but they...
What were we were looking for oil.
Well, it's also strategic. It's strategic for defense, if you can...
From who?
From Russia. They can go right over
the
top.
From the Eskimos?
Hey.
This is...
They're the Inuits when they're native. Hey, in Russia, you can go right over the top of the globe, and you're right there. You know, everybody thinks that when you travel, you go around the globe. You don't. You go kind of over top of it.
Yeah, in a plane.
Yeah, exactly.
How many planes were able to navigate the Arctic Circle in 1891?
They didn't have them then, but the ships were up there. But the ships didn't... sail in the winter because there was no water. Because there was just ice. They had to wait for spring.
Evan, you watching it? Did it get you or?
No, but.
How many hours, Donnie?
Any interest?
90 minutes?
Do you have any interest in that?
Not really.
Okay.
90 minutes, 2 hours?
Yeah, about an hour, 45.
How did you find it?
I Googled.
He can't find the games, but he can find every dot. That's amazing.
I Google the Arctic.
Oh, so you're...
And then I look and see, And I'm fascinated by the Arctic.
Well, if you had to do it all over again, wouldn't you do a field in the Arctic? Like,
oh no, it's too cold. I'm just fascinated by it. No,
I don't know if I'm jealous or like envious. Like, you, that's your thing.
I want to go to the Arctic at some point. I want to go to a place called, I think it's called Churchill on Hudson Bay, way up there.
The more I read about this, I'm not sure you do.
I know. It's a it's an unforgiving land. It is.
So were they out and about living in the outside and all that stuff?
Yeah, they had tents, but they.
Oh, you're out. Yeah, Sonny, so... you ain't making it. Like, I know that about you. You ain't making it.
Yeah, probably not.
No.
You said you don't like the fog. Or you don't like the weather right now.
No, I don't like cold. That's why I moved from back east. But that's part of the reason why I'm fascinated by it. Oh, my goodness gracious. 415. Steiny, have you ever read Endurance about Ernest Shackleton? Oh, yeah. Shackleton's one of my heroes. The guy could steer a ship.
He cannot be that guy.
All right.
Are we not going to mention Friday's blowout? His Warriors play tonight. Just real quick. Dude, who saw that? A lot of people said they did, but come on, man. Portland? Jimmy was invisible.
Oh, huh.
I didn't like that.
Guru.
They got a game tomorrow, too.
Do you remember on Friday? First of all, we had...
Astani is a long weekend.
We had Friday. We had a Warrior player, I think, didn't we?
No, we had Frazier, the coach. Bruce.
Yeah, we had Frazier.
Yeah.
And... remember, I asked him, I said, you know, it's the first back-to-back of the year. Is this something Warrior fans should be keeping an eye on? Because age and experience is a big factor. And then we got off with Bruce, and I said, you know, it's first back-to-back. Let's monitor. Let's see what we got here. Sure enough, one guy came to play. Steph Curry.
Yeah, he did come.
They don't have Steph Curry Friday. They lose that game 110 to 14.
I'm thinking they're winning because Curry was funky. I said, this dude's on a mission. Then he just got ugly. Pods wasn't good. No, nobody was good, Stoney.
You know what? I mean this, and I wrote this down. The 49ers lost Sunday, and the Warriors lost Friday, had one thing in common. Hold on, let me get it here.
I'm trying to think.
All right, here it is. What's the Warriors' Achilles heel?
Size.
Age. Oh. Age.
That's so good.
What's the Niners' Achilles heel? Injury. But both coaches, after their team got beat, did not use that as an excuse. Steve Kerr said, first of all, let's not talk about how this was our back-to-back. This team came out and ran us off the floor.
See, I didn't hear Steve say that.
And then...
respect.
The 49ers, injuries, they're not blaming injuries after that calamity. So good for the two head coaches.
Mm-hmm. Tuba Sun God on the chat, the Dubs Achilles heel is the Achilles heel.
That's not bad. That's pretty good.
I give up to that.
You could use it for the Niners, though, too.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Dude, I'm all over now. But I'll just tell you, Stoney, back to the Niners. If you're telling me this is what we're going to get every other game, man, I don't know if that's going to get you to 10 wins. That's how petrified I am and shocked at what happened yesterday. I mean, their offensive
shocked
line.
Shocked and petrified.
Yeah, the shock was watching CJ look exact opposite of what he did against Seattle. Now, Seattle's different, but you beat them. They're in your division. But, man, Steiny, if you're telling me you can't count on your defense, then what can you really count on?
Kyle Shanahan.
How'd that work yesterday? 10 rush attempts. That
How
is crazy.
Can you run the ball if you don't have it?
But, man, that is
can
just...
Can you believe that McCaffrey didn't touch the ball in the first... Well, they drove for 13 minutes.
That was just... One of the youngsters, somebody make a play.
Like, that's what I was kind of thinking about.
But Renardo Green, all of them, Stoney, Jair Brown. No, they needed a map, a compass. Nobody, they just, wrong angles and missed tackles was the title of the jam.
Speaking of compasses, they used a sextant in the movie sextant. Against the Ice. Yeah, it's a directional thing that they had to use in the old days. A sextant.
How do you spell that?
S-E-X-T-A-N-T.
Oh, okay, so with sex.
All right. But it has nothing to do with that.
No, I got it.
It has to do with, I believe, direction.
It's like rubbing alcohol has nothing to do with drinking alcohol.
But you can get drunk from it.
From what?
Rubbing alcohol. I mean, it'll still... And grain, you ever heard of grain alcohol?
You can die if you swallow rubbing alcohol. So how can you get drunk off it?
I think you get drunk first real quick. What's this? You get drunk really quick and then it's over. So it's a real short buzz.
I'm uncomfortable. But anyway, go ahead, baby.
Let's go to Leroy in Oakland.
Our man, Lee.
Lee.
Talking about isopropyl.
Leroy, tell Goo to settle, please.
I'm concerned, Lee. I'm concerned.
You guys, man, I love you guys, man. Hey, Steiny, what's up, Goo, man? Happy Monday, guys.
I got you.
Happy Monday. So, you know, Goo, I had the 49ers at this point around 4-4 anyway.
Okay.
So we're okay. We're okay. It's like we are where I thought we would be. You know, I thought we would lose some games, you know, maybe five, four, six games. But I thought we would get into the playoffs. And so we're going to get healthy, Goo. I mean, I know, you know, it's a violent league. You told me that. Steiny and Goo, it's a violent league. I mean, on any given Sunday, guys can go down. It's a car crash every time.
Lee, let me ask you this, because I know Steiny's answer. Real quickly, I want to hear your answer. So, yesterday happened. You're not worried about that being a blueprint, shout out Jay-Z, for other teams? That's how much of a no-show the defense was as a collective.
No, because I love what you guys said earlier, and I think it was Steiny. You know, week to week, teams look different.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think we're going to see this 49er team. I don't think we're going to see this same 49er team next week. I think we're going to see a better team. So, you know, I think the consistency is just going to come as some of these guys that were already out getting healthier. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, there's guys dropping like flies now, but there were guys that were already out that are going to come back. And so, you know, Shanahan's been doing a great job, man. We can't take it away from this team this week when we were giving it to them last week. We were giving it to them in those wins. We can't take this one away from them. It's a topsy-turvy league. But, Goo, just keep the faith, man. We're all right. I had us 4-4, and we're 5. And so, hey, I'm 5-3. So I'm happy. I'm okay where we are. We don't need to make any rational moves. Just keep plugging away.
There it is.
Thanks, Leroy. This personal text from my guy, Baltimore Joe.
Okay.
You're forgetting. The Texans are stronger than you give them credit for. They've been in the playoffs the last 2 years. A healthy Texans team manhandled the Ravens. Are you going to the ship today? Whoops, I shouldn't have read that part. Thanks, Joe.
Was he listening to our conversation in the morning?
No, I think he was listening to not giving the Texans
from the green room. I thought we discussed the fact that Houston, right now, though they're 3-4, pardon me, they have a +50 score differential.
Because you're into that.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, +50.
And the Niners are -4. The Rams are +58, and the Seahawks are +57.
Now, see that, boy, those are heavy. Man, Rams are good, and Niners beat both of them. But you had Warner.
925 on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. Steiny, take it from a blue-nosed sailor with frostbite from that cruise. The Arctic is a much better vicarious experience. You cannot put on enough layers to keep your blood from freezing, and that's courtesy of Jack.
We got to take a life mountain.
Man. So I imagine he has the C.W. Fields nose, where this is dark. You know, chap.
Yeah, you don't want to get frostbite.
Yeah.
There was a real harrowing scene in the movie where dude got frostbite and they took a, what are those things called? Like a...
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help. You save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
It was ugly.
Was it harrowing?
It was harrowing, yeah.
What'd you do after the rest of the Saturday?
Let's see.
Took a warm shower.
I did shower after that, and then I went over to Dana's. It was his birthday.
A couple days ago, man. Down on D.
Yeah, he doesn't like you either.
I texted him. He didn't text back.
I know he didn't. I was talking to him Saturday.
What'd he say?
I saw him Saturday.
I believe he came he didn't up. Say, it's all good.
It actually didn't.
I texted him to meet us at the ship Friday.
That's weird. He would have brought that up. He didn't.
Maybe he got a new number.
He's had that number since I've met him.
Next question.
You know, my vision's not the best.
Watched Alabama. Who they play?
Oh, my gosh.
South Carolina.
Dude, they are Bama. And they wanted to run, what is it, DeBoer? Whatever his name. They wanted to run him out of town. Look at me now. Dude, we got to get Celebrini back on. We're the first show he did, radio hit, Macklin. Stanley, your dude's balling.
Yeah,
he had three in New York, three goals.
He plays hockey. He's pucking. He's not balling.
Pucking Vonnevay. I love that.
This is Macklin Celebrini, and you're listening to Steiny and Guru.
Oh, man, we got to call him back.
We should have him on once a year to see how much he improves. He was very shy.
Well, you didn't see the new video that they took in, what's the famous park in New York?
Central Park.
That's where they were at. Him and Will Smith, a former another forward on the team.
Sure.
So this young lady, who's the astrology lady that calls our show? She's been famous with the radio and sports.
Okay.
Julie or Andrea Mills, and she'll call in anyway.
Yeah.
A woman like her was in Central Park.
Okay.
Randomly went up to Macklin Celebrini, and they have the audio, and she's like, "What do you do?" Because I'm an athlete. And they got the whole 3-minute soundbite, and it just took off, and it's all over NHL Twitter, and you can hear the whole thing, but he sounded like he was in eighth grade. I play forward, and she's like, "Turn around, get up for me." And then she's like, "Oh, you guys are specimens. Ladies." And then she's like, "You single?" He's like, "Oh, yeah." It was pretty entertaining.
Then he went and had 3 goals and 2 assists.
He had 3. And then won last night. Evan said he won the game last night.
Yeah, there were two things that reminded me of. One was, anybody out there remember when Clay was in New York and just a newsman on the street guy was interviewing people and he just happened to interview Clay about scaffolding, I believe?
This had to be
and
early
Clay
on.
Didn't even say, like, I'm Clay Thompson of the Warriors. You just answered it straight.
You mean this one?
Clay, you kind of had a viral video this morning where you just randomly talking on the street with a news report just after that happened.
NBA champ Clay Thompson says he looks up curious, but walks underneath.
I usually observe if the piping and stuff is new, or if sometimes, you know, something looks like it's been there a while, I kind of try to avoid.
Wow, man.
He's the best. And there
was a good game yesterday. They won.
There was another one involving Jordan Clarkson, I believe, of the Jazz. Somebody went up to him and he's like, what's your basketball player? And he just answered the questions like normal person. It's funny. Oh, Steiny, I sailed in the Navy around the Straits of Magellan. Ooh. We had to stand topside 24/7 at night. Our coffees would freeze. Thank you, Jack.
Was it Torian Prince when he was at Baylor that was explaining what a rebound was?
That was great.
He said, well, you reach up with both hands, you grab the ball, you bring it down, and they call it a rebound.
I got to check that out.
And they got more of those than we did.
Oh, man.
It was pretty good.
I missed that one.
It was pretty good. By the way, Thursday we're going to... I'm talking about the Giants are going to unveil a press conference. They're going to have a press conference for their new manager. Yeah. Oh, you guys can take...
What don't I know, Goo?
Why don't you guys take
I'll
care
you
of this?
In the cafeteria.
Nah, tell us, why don't you get people ready now? If you want. If not, I'll change the subject.
Because I can't remember the name.
We have 3 days.
No.
Wait, who's on first?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, this is serious.
Yeah.
Okay, he's helping me out.
Real quick. Let me set it up.
Go ahead.
This is a preemptive.
Yeah, no doubt.
Get off him.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And they're never really on me, but some days you'll be like, Guru out, Evan in, we don't know where he's at. Anyway, and I'm in a hospital fighting for my family, but my lovely cousin Paula Hennett passed away, and her funeral will be Thursday. So Evan will be in for me. So as you guys make jokes, just know the days that I'm out on Thursday, I'm not at the golf course. I'm probably in the hospital supporting or being by somebody's side. But life is short. Pick up that phone. Call your loved ones. If you got something, disagreement, be the bigger man or woman because life is short. Stanley, I'm being real.
I know.
And Evan will be in for me. So cut the jokes. And I'm just telling you, if we did the Guru analytics of where I am on a Thursday, sick. Hospital and support for the kids, or why just whatever. So, you guys have
vacation.
Fun at my expense.
Hey, it could be anything.
Evan, why? What you mean, vacation?
Hey, Goo, prayers up.
No, I appreciate
prayers
that.
Up for you, buddy. Yeah.
I thought you were talking about what Evan don't know about this, the surprise guest we got maybe Thursday from New York.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't remember. Chewy, I didn't remember the name.
Yeah. We got a bunch of stuff.
What are you watching tonight? We got the World Series, Monday Night Football. You're watching for fantasy purposes, and the Warriors.
I'll watch the first part of the game, see if I have any action. We need Kelsey early. We need injuries.
You're okay.
We need a slew of 49er injuries to hit the Washington Commanders.
Hey, real quick, what if you're a King fan? I will return my season.
Why?
No LeBron, no Luka, and you let Reeves go for 51 in your building. I would turn in my season. If that's not a sign.
You're not able to. You can't turn them in.
But
you can turn them in, but you don't get your money.
Well, you see the meme that goes where your car window's broken, and then there's two Cowboy tickets in there. You ever see that, Stoney?
Uh-uh.
Your car gets broken in two, and they left the Cowboy tickets in there for you. Oh! Like, nobody wants these.
The tickets or the 17 point guards they have on their team that all need the ball.
I mean, Reeves is good. That was an embarrassing loss.
You know what I did yesterday?
What did you do?
Wait, when Cowboys were on at what time? One, right?
Yeah.
I watched a good chunk of that game.
Go ahead. I'm going to be quiet.
Oof.
Yeah. Defense, right?
Tell you what, though. You want a silver lining? Your real Cowboys are probably going to be the reason why you win in fantasy this week because J.K. Dobbins had 4 runs at the 1-yard line, couldn't get in, and then they give it to the rookie who scores 3 1-yard touchdown runs.
I kept getting mad, like, stop him!
My guy could have had like 130 yards with 3 touchdowns.
Sean Payton ran that game up. up 20 with 6 minutes left, Evan, and threw four straight, three straight. Come on,
dude,
have some
they
class.
Averaged 9.5 yards a play.
I don't think
the Cowboys got to stop.
If you're Eberflus, how do you have that job? Evan, that's embarrassing. It's been happening all season.
Yeah, you're right, though. 3-4.
And yeah, 3-4-1. Yeah.
All right, that's crossover next. That segment brought to you by Ceramati Ford.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.